Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. Today I would like to talk about one of my favorite lines in one of my favorite books, A Course in Miracles, that reads, I do not perceive my own best interests. Remember that line, I do not perceive my own best interests. Here's why I'd like to talk about that. I get a lot of people who ask me what to do about their love life, about their professional relationships, about their careers, and it's funny how many people, including myself, will say, you know, I've thought so hard about it, I've done my cost-benefit analysis, I've really been thinking, and I can't come up with a solution. Or, you know, I put everything that I had into this relationship, and now I'm by myself. I put everything that I had into this job, and now I'm unemployed, and I don't know what to do, and I've really been racking my brain trying to figure out what to do. That is the problem, is that we rack our brains trying to figure out what to do. I believe it's the Zen Buddhists, don't quote me, but I believe it's them who talk about how we have this rice bowl in our head. We started off with an empty rice bowl when we're born, and then we fill up our rice bowl basically with our life experiences. We put all of this rice in our bowl. This rice basically consists of our past experiences, which of course have all been flawed, because if we finally reached perfection, you wouldn't be listening to this, you'd be dead. So we have in our brains all of these experiences, all of these flawed experiences, all of these lessons that we learned basically from the illusions and delusions that are right here in the mortal plane, based on insanity. I have a love relationship, and I think that this is the greatest love that I've ever received. Boy, this lover, this spouse, this boyfriend, this girlfriend, this is love. I did not know love before I met this person. We think crazy thoughts like that when the truth is we have it all backwards. You know, the truth is love is everywhere. Love is all around us. That's the truth. But do we see that truth? No. We think that the greatest love is coming from that person that we met at TGI Fridays over a couple of Bloody Marys. That's love. We have it backwards. We tend to turn our back on reality, and we're fascinated with illusion. Today, instead of trying to figure it out based on the rice that you have put in your bowl, you know, I have been flawed up until now. I try to make decisions using my mortal mind, which is flawed beyond belief, which has never seen truth, never. All I've seen are a bunch of illusions around me. If you have never been to the Australian Meditation Society's website, please stop by meditation.org.au. It's a free website. It's spam-free. You'll love it. And it's full of guided meditations. I like guided meditations because I'm not someone who's naturally good at meditating. I tend to get distracted. I have trouble focusing. And if you're like me, you'll love this site because you can download all of these guided meditations into your audio player, or you can listen to them right from your computer, and they walk you through step by step how to meditate. The reason I say to do this is because if you're looking for enlightenment, which we all are, you know, when we have these struggles in our lives where we can't figure out what to do about our love life, we can't figure out what to do about our family life, we can't figure out what to do about our job situation, and we rack our brain, wrong thing to do, we have it backwards. What we should be doing is asking for enlightenment. Meaning, I want God, I want Buddha, I want the Holy Spirit, I want Jesus Christ, I want whatever your source is. I want the universe to put into my rice bowl something that currently is not there. But to do that, you have to empty your rice bowl. That's what meditation helps us do. It helps us empty our rice bowl so that the universe or God or Buddha can put the truth in it. That's the goal, because I can search and search and search my brain, or I can search and search and search that rice bowl, but all I'm going to find is the same stuff that was in it yesterday. Instead, today, find a meditation that works for you. Again, I suggest meditation.org.au. If you have never meditated, you'll see what I mean. What it helps you do is clear your rice bowl. That's the goal of the day. Get the rice out of your bowl. So remember today, you can search and search and search your brain as to why did that relationship go wrong and how can I ever make one go right? You can search your brain as to why did I lose that job and how am I ever going to fix my career? Or you can ask the universe, God, Buddha, Jesus to enlighten you, to give you enlightenment, to literally put something in your mind that is currently not there. Because when you rack your brain, You're racking a brain that is flawed and a little bit crazy, that has been constructed of your past flawed experiences. Today, the goal is to meditate because you do not perceive your own best interests and cannot perceive your own best interests until you get some of the rice out of your bowl. Today, get the rice out. Or if you're in Mexico like me, get the rice and beans out. So tell us what you think. Stop by powerdiversity.com and leave a comment or ask us a question or enjoy some of our free resources like audios and videos and flashcards and other things to help you improve your communication skills, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.